This is the Best Of Daily Devotion series by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.
Part of growing in maturity as a Christian is coming to the full realization that our joy, our prayers, our thankfulness to God cannot fluctuate with our circumstances or with our feelings. Now, obeying these three commands that are ahead of us, be joyful, keep praying, and be thankful, it just seems to go against our natural inclinations, doesn't it? When we make a conscious decision to do what God says, however, we will begin to see people in a new perspective. And when we do God's will, we will find it easier, of course, to be joyful and thankful. We're in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 today, picking it up in verse 16, where Paul writes a beautiful verse that simply says, "Always rejoice." Now, I know that that's easier said than done. Perhaps that's because we so quickly forget just exactly what it is that we have to be thankful for. And let me tell you, this isn't a trivial issue, gang, for such affects our worship, not to mention our very attitudes in everything that we do in the practical realm. It's such a critical thing in our lives, so much so that we need to actively pursue opportunities to remind ourselves of just what we really have in Christ, not to mention the blessings of simply living in America. Missions trips are a good thing to make that happen. Heck, just reading the newspaper can be a real reminder. We need to take time to rejoice in this life, if only for the sake of remembering our very salvation. We are children of the Creator of earth and sky. He goes on in verse 17 and says, "Pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus towards you." And the Living says, "Always keep on praying, no matter what happens, always be thankful, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus." Now, these two also are effectively more daunting calls upon our lives. Many of us often have trouble imagining how we can fulfill such a task. I mean, verse 17 says, "Pray without ceasing." Pray without ceasing? I mean, how can I live if I never stop praying? Well, first of all, it begins with a real understanding, perhaps even an all new way of thinking, about just what prayer is. Certainly, prayer is talking to God. I mean, we get that part, right? And we probably grasp that it should at least include God talking to us in return. But even beyond that, prayer is also a place. Yes, indeed, it is an action, but it's a place too. It's not just something we do, but it's someplace we reside. It's a close, very close position to God. It's a fellowship, communing with our Creator. It's a state of being, a constant communication in spirit with God, not just talking. Now, in this place, I think we find it much easier to always give thanks. In this place, we find we can live in that moment of our salvation, in that moment of our very restoration. Because this kind of prayer at least should consume us. It makes us constantly and starkly aware of who and what we are. And it makes all these other things that Paul is asking of us actually attainable.
That was a daily devotion by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.